Welcome to show number 133 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. What is happening, everybody? We got a little like Sunday edition, or you know, whenever you happen to listen to this. But for me, it's a little Sunday edition of the Sports Card Show. Hopefully, you guys are all doing well out there. I'm coming off like literally one of the best weeks of my life. I don't think I say that very often and mean it. But this week, I truly mean that. I had a wonderful, not to totally get off into my life here, but we have plenty of stuff on today's show. We got National Sports Card Convention preview. I'm going to talk mainly about the autograph guests every day and talk about that. And then there's some pre-sale cards that have come out in the last week or so, since I've been kind of off the grid the last week or so. So we'll talk about that. And there's been some NFL injuries. So we'll talk about that on today's show. But I had a wonderful week last week. I was involved in caddying in golf for this young kid that was qualified for the United States Junior Amateur Championship, which is run by the USGA. And if you're a young kid in golf, certainly when I was 16, 17 years old, I only had dreamed of being good enough to even try to qualify for the event, let alone to have qualified and to be there. And so it was amazing just to be a part of that week, and had a wonderful week. We made it all the way to match play, got all the way to the 17th hole, played a real talented kid who's actually on his way to – all those kids are on their way to some major four-year university, and they're going to have 4 years of college paid for because they're really talented at golf. So it was just a wonderful week, made some friends for life, and just – I always encourage everybody out there to just get involved in whatever your passions are. For me, I wanted to be involved in golf at one time, just not to spend too much time on other stuff. I'll get to a bunch of sports card stuff here in a minute. If you're waiting for that, you can fast forward a little bit. But I remember wanting, when I was like young, 18, 19, 20 years old, you know, I was trying to figure out what I was going to do in my life. And I really enjoyed golf. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll work at a golf course. So I took a job at a golf course, a really nice country club one time, a little north of my area, really, really, really nice country club. And at the time, everybody had money. The money was flowing out here in California. Everybody's home was worth $10 million, and everybody, construction jobs, or everybody had money out here when the housing bubble was peaking. So I was working at this country club, and I remember working there and having to get there at 5 a.m. sometimes and stay all day, stay till the sun went down or whatever. And I remember thinking, man, you know, it is fun coming to a golf course, but not really working it. You know, I remember seeing all these members, and it's not that it's, you have to be rich and be great in business or whatever to play golf. But I always thought, hey, it's much better to come there and play golf than be the guy working at the golf course. So that kind of shattered my dreams, and I've moved on. But so, you know, now I relive my dreams caddying. And so I was able to do that this last week, and it was wonderful. You know, I basically volunteered my time, considering how expensive hotels were and all the other food and amenities were where I was. It was incredible. I mean, like I spent like 2 weeks in Vegas, and I spent more like in 6 days, like in Northern California. It was ridiculous how expensive it was. But anyways, those are the prices you pay. I guess Michael Jordan and John Elway were playing at the course I was at and caddying at the week before. So you can imagine the kind of clientele they draw in those areas. Anyways, let's move right along into, now that we're a good four minutes in, we'll finally stop talking about myself, and I'll start talking about sports cards. Panini Hometown Heroes Baseball. This is what I think is a new brand, I guess you could call it, in baseball. Panini obviously has the player's license, so all their stuff has, you know, players on it, obviously, and they tend to have like airbrushed uniforms or just like headshots and stuff like that. So tip is getting better. I remember when Panini baseball products were first coming out, it was like kind of, you know, just another set to collect. You know, some of them definitely have cards in there, and you know, we'll talk about Yasiel Puig a little bit with the Panini connection there. So, you know, people are kind of excited about this stuff sometimes. But Hometown Heroes Baseball has 24 packs per box, 12 packs, 24 cards per pack, 12 packs per box. I'm not used to seeing 24 cards per pack, so this is kind of loaded up in one pack. I don't know if that's right. That might be written wrong here. Anyways, three autographs, three sports discs, five state parallels, and one zip code parallel. That's what you're looking for, basically, in per box. There's different kind of, there's going to be six different autograph inserts, and there's a comprehensive checklist including cards from the 50s to the present. So you're going to have a mixture of like old baseball players and like new baseball players. The pricing is about $90 a box. It's running $900 a case, and a case has 10 boxes. So that's wholesale, $90. So I don't know what they'll mark it up, 100, 110, 115, something like that. Probably release date tentatively October 2nd, 2013. Another Panini baseball set, Panini Prism Baseball. They also made another announcement shortly after. I'll talk about the content highlights, is that, they've added some signatures. I guess Panini said they upgraded their budget 50%. So who knows what that means? But supposedly there's going to be a little bit more autograph content in Prism Baseball than maybe is initially planned. I don't know if you're going to get more per box. It's just more quality and maybe a deeper breadth of guys in there. So you're going to get six cards per pack, 20 packs per box. It's 12 box case. Two autographs per box, three prisms, two USA baseballs, three fearless inserts, one rookie challenge, one top prospects. If you're familiar with Prism, it came out in 2012, relatively well received in baseball. So this is the 2013 version. You'll have Yasiel Puig, Dylan Bundy, Jurickson Profar, Manny Machado, Will Myers, Garrett Cole. Those kind of guys will make their debut in this set. There's a hobby exclusive orange die cut prisms. Hey, numbered to 50. So if you're familiar with Prism, there's this green parallel. I'm guessing it's going to be the same in this set as well. There are these green prisms that are exclusive to retail. So, and hobby, I think had some, maybe had some exclusive, maybe the golds are hobby exclusive, I think. But now there's an orange die cut. It's very similar to Topps Chrome. Like Panini is just standing up there. This is like BP. They're just like standing up there, and it's like, what should we do with the baseball set? Hey, let's copy what Topps is doing. Let's have a set and then start introducing these parallels and things of that nature. Obviously, Leaf sued Panini, so they think they're Panini's copying Leaf, so maybe Panini's just copying everybody. But in cards, you can't reinvent. You're doing licensed goods here. It's not like you're the licensor in Panini. So I don't need to go into why Panini America and Topps are small businesses. I think I went into that enough. I got some negative, but also some positive feedback on the last several shows. I've gotten lots of feedback, both good and bad. And it's all good. Any kind of feedback you get is good. But every time you're the licensee and you have to pay to license, how big of a business can you be? The guy you're licensing from is going to be the big business. Anyways, Topps Triple Threat. Hold on. I didn't even talk about Panini Prism Baseball. I wanted to get into the pricing really quick. We talked about the orange die-cut prisms, number 50. But the pricing, that may be what you're waiting for. $79 a box. Again, these are wholesale prices. And it's $75 a box if you buy 12-box case. September 18th, 2013 is release date tentatively on that set. Topps Triple Threads Football. Time to hand the ball off to the NFL. It's about to start in about a week. So every other sport should be ready to take a back seat to that, because I've seen 5,000 people at training watching guys practice. And I've been in NFL training camp. Nothing's exciting. I've worked and gone to an NFL training camp. Neither are very exciting. Seven cards per pack, two packs per box. So Triple Threads, I don't know why Triple Threads doesn't have three packs per box. Doesn't that make sense? Like Triple Threads, it should have like three packs, three cards per pack or something like that. Or three, triple should be the theme here. But you get seven cards per pack, two packs per box. I guess that's better than three and three. You'd only get nine cards then. 18 boxes. There's a multiple of three. 18 boxes per case. Each box contains an autographed triple relic card. A triple relic card. So an autographed triple relic and just a base triple relic. A triple threads rookie autograph. So a triple autograph, triple relic autograph rookie. A triple threads rookie jumbo relic card. And in an 18-box case, so the case sets are a one-of-one autographed relic card and a triple autographed triple relic card. So, and an autographed relic book card. So, that's you get three decent hits there. You get a one-of-one autograph, you get a triple autographed card, and an autographed relic book card. So, you know, I mean, if you hit a good rookie on some of that, it might not be that bad. Problem is, it's kind of expensive, even at wholesale. This stuff is about 160 a box wholesale, and times that by 18, and that's a pretty big number. You could buy a heck of a lot of stock in some really nice companies for that amount of money, and watch your money grow and get paid to wait, dividends, things like that. December 18th, but do what you want with your money. December 18th, 2013. You got a long ways to save, so at least Triple Threads gets announced like nearly 6 months in advance, so you can save up the few thousand dollars that you would need to buy a case of this. But, you know, Triple Threads is one of those products. People love it or hate it, hit it big or hit nothing. So it's a gambler's paradise. And, you know, hey, that's fun. I stayed two nights in Reno last week. Trust me, hitting $30, $40 on a slot machine and then going to bed is a lot of fun. Speaking of Prism, a set ago, 2013-2014 Panini Prism Hockey, time to get it on the ice, 6 cards per pack, 20 packs per box, 12 boxes per case. This is like almost like I'm repeating. This is like copied and paste. You can tell how like hard these guys work. I mean, there's the orange die cuts in here, 50 numbered out of 50, gold numbered out of 10, finite number to 101. Those are the parallels. You get 20 rookies per box, so basically one per pack, two autographs. So, you know, pretty interesting. They're saying Panini is advertising this rookie class as the best one since 05 and 06. So whoever 05, 06 was, I remember 03, 04 hockey was really good. I think it had Crosby and Ovechkin in it. I think I remember even buying a box. That was when 03, 04 like got me into the business of cards because you had LeBron James in that whole draft, Carmelo, and you can imagine how hot those boxes were. Anything you touch there like tripled. And then what else was going on? Yeah, in hockey, 03, 04 hockey, I think, was Ovechkin and Crosby. And you pretty much tripled your money on a lot of that stuff, too. So although there was, like, exclusive deals back then, so it was a little bit different because you had some guys with Upper Deck and some guys with Tops. And, you know, the Upper Deck stuff tended to be really hot back then, and sometimes it was hard to get. But, yeah, same stuff happens these days. This is an interesting set. Last set of the pre-sales. 2014 Topps U.S. Olympic and Paralympic team hopefuls. This is actually pretty cool. I noticed these cards. My brother would buy on Check Out My Cards sometimes, like portfolios and stuff, when we'd end up with these Olympic cards, because Olympic cards, I think the Olympics were just last year or something. And so they had these Olympic cards last year, and my brother would sell sometimes really random ones, and it almost seemed like they sold well on Amazon. On Check Out My Cards, if you're not familiar, you can sell your cards also on Amazon at the same time, kind of parallel. It's just like one click of a button on an option. And then you can look back in like your sales history and see which ones sold to Amazon. Seemed like a lot of the U.S. Olympic ones sold on Amazon. So it was either the demographic that Amazon tends to attract, or I was thinking more, it's people that know these people or people that are trying to get autographs or something like that. So, you know, you got Paralympic people in there. You're going to have families of these people that are going to want these cards. And obviously U.S. Olympic hopefuls and stuff like that, people are going to want these cards. So, this is going to be a mass-produced set. I'm not saying go pre-order a case and hold on to it, and that's your college education. But, you know, if you can get some of these stuff, like sometimes people dump this stuff off. They have this stuff just sitting around in boxes. If you can get it for, you know, half a cent a card or 1 cent a card, you're going to be able to turn and burn some of these kind of cards. 8 cards per pack, 24 packs per box. Again, your market is going to be smaller on these cards, but the market that's going to want to buy these cards is going to want to probably buy quite a few of them, and it's going to be less price sensitive. You could price them maybe a little bit higher than what they typically sell, one typically sells for. If you have 4, 5, 10 of some random athlete, that guy's mom or that girl's mom or dad is going to want that card. So anyways, 3 hits per box, 24 packs per box, 8 cards per pack, 12 box case. I think I said that. Autograph U.S. team autograph and 2 U.S. Olympic team relics or commemorative relics per box. There's on-card autographs in here. There's different kind of inserts. You know, it's a typical Topps product. It's not very expensive. $55 per box wholesale. You know, 12-box case, not going to run you a whole lot. Less than, you know, $500-$600. November 6th is the release date. Typically, you know, this stuff isn't going to shoot up to $120 a box, you know, or even like $75 a box. But again, my argument there is there's going to be people in there that if you can get these cards cheap enough, they might sell, you know, not right in the beginning, but once the Olympics, I remember when the Olympics came around and some of these athletes started competing, that's when they all started selling. And some of the prices started going up on some of them because they win the gold medal and NBC has like a 4-hour presentation on their whole life. You know, it happens in every country. Every country does that. You know, the Olympics is, I'm not trying to downplay the Olympics. I love the Olympics. And I think, you know, getting wrapped up into them for however, the, you know, 10 days or 2 weeks or however long they go is really exciting. So the set will come out pre-Olympic, but, you know, once the Olympics roll around, it might be very exciting. Anyways, when we come back, we're going to take a quick break, let you guys sit back and relax. We'll come back. We'll talk about the tentative autograph schedule for the 2013 National Sports Collectors Convention, and we'll have a little bit of NFL injuries. Like I said on the last show, you know, with the training camps opening up, these injuries and stuff like that's going to open up some opportunities for some guys. So we'll see what happens right after this. Empty spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know the score. On and on. Does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another miner's cry. Behind the curtain, in the pantomime, heard the line. Does anybody want to take it anymore? Show must go on. Show must go on. And we are back. Time to talk about some autographs. I know that, you know, when you go to the National, I mean, we could have a preview show and talk about all the booths and stuff, but some of you guys are going to, you know, you guys are going to all have your own reasons to go there. And I think if you're familiar with the National, you're not even, unless you're there for the entire, every day for the entire time you could be there, you can, there's no way you could possibly go through all it. There's so much there. It's ridiculous. So what I'm going to try to touch on today is some of the autographs, and so, you know, sometimes that's exciting. Some people might just show up for that, get a ticket, just get their guy's autograph that they're looking for on a certain item, and go. And so we'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll have my brother on. He's already on vacation like a week ago. This guy's been gone for like a week or so. He's already there. I think he's been going to, there's other little shows going on in the area and stuff like that. He's been going to minor league games. So he's already over in Chicago and the surrounding area. We'll bring him on the podcast next week, probably each day or at least once or twice to talk about the different kind of stuff that's going on. And he might have some interviews. He'll definitely have some videos. I'll definitely have some links and stuff like that. So stay tuned to, if you want to find, I'll put it all, if you go to sportscarradio.com on our homepage, you'll find a little button that says like news. It's like in the middle. If you go halfway down the page, you'll find news. Click on that. There'll be, that's where I'll dump all the sports, National Sports Collectors Convention information. So if you're looking for all that, in a week or so, I'll have links to like all the blogs and all the, everything that's going around in the hobby and all our videos that we end up putting up and stuff like that and other people put up. So you'll be able to find it all there. On Wednesday, the very first day, basically of the show, you got Dwight Gooden, kind of as the headliner. There's some other guys. There's some, if you have a VIP package, there's certain autographed guests that are only going to be VIP. On Wednesday, it's Milt Pappas and Mel Renfro. And Luis Arpricio, I think that, I don't know if that's how you say it. He's going to be there on Wednesday. So just a small lineup from 4:30 to 6:30 are going to be there. And there's a tight window. And typically these times might change. And they you know, your window to get a certain guy is tight. You know, I think if you get a ticket to a guy, you can be sure you're going to get his autograph. I don't think a lot of these guys are going to come in and have to bounce in an hour and stiff some fans. I think they understand. Most of these guys understand what's going on, and some of them might even be there for more than one day. So, you know, but just be prepared to show up on time and be prepared to show up. A lot of these autograph schedule is being put up on the TriStar website and not the National Sports Collectors Convention website. So you just want to make sure, double check the day you're going to go or the day before or even the day of. I would always double check, make sure the guy's signing. So if that's the only reason why you're going to go, or if you're lugging some big item in for him to sign or some special item you don't want to get damaged or whatever, just be prepared because these times can always change. They can get stuck in traffic. They can miss a flight. These guys can have family emergencies, or they can just feel like not coming. They could agree to this 2 months ago, and the day of, hey, we all do that. These guys are human. They might not feel like, you know, being in public that day. So just double check on a lot of these things. Thursday is a big lineup from everybody from Frank Gifford to Ron Mix, whoever the heck that is, Joe Green, Rick Monday's a VIP guy, Tony Gwynn is kind of a big guy during this week, Marv Levy, the coach, old coach of the Bills, and there's quite a long list of here of people, Jim Palmer, Pat Day, I mean, just it goes down the line, Troy Smith, Lawrence Taylor, that's a good one. So just some really good names on Thursday. I think that would be a really good day to get there. Any day, I think, to be there is good. I think if you're hunting for the deals or if you're hunting for special things, certain items, get there as early as you can because you never know. There might be another collector just like you that's looking for the same item or a similar item and buys it before you can. So if you're looking for those kind of one-of-a-kind, once-in-a-lifetime kind of or things, show up there early. Show up with some cash and be ready to make an offer. Sometimes these guys want to put money in their pocket. They've already spent on hotels and maybe flights or gas and trucks and stuff to get all this stuff there. They want money in their pocket. They don't have any. So far, they've lost money. So sometimes maybe the first day, they're ready to put money in their pocket. So I'd be ready to, show up on the first day if you're looking for one-of-a-kind items. Friday, we got more guys here. Bobby Hull, Gary Beben is a VIP exclusive. Jim Rice, Paul Molitor, great lineup of baseball players here. Dennis Eckersley, Ozzie Smith, Carlton Fisk. We got Mike Ditka, Jerry Lucas, Chris Mullen, recently inducted in the NBA Hall of Fame. No, Friday looks like a really good day. Bob Gibson, Tony Esposito, just a really, really Brett Saberhagen, really good day. Friday's a really good day, I think, for autographs. And those span from 11:15 to 4. Look, most autographs looks like they start around 11 o'clock, 11:15, go to about 4 or 5 o'clock, at least during the week. Saturday, another big day, probably one of the biggest days of the entire show. You got Pedro Martinez, Cal Ripken Jr., Mia Hamm, Brandon Webb, Sugar Ray Leonard, Bart Starr, Mike Piazza, Chipper Jones, Randy Johnson, Ricky Henderson, Reggie Jackson, Bob Greasy, Frank Thomas, Ernie Banks, Lou Holtz, Damian Lillard is going to be there, Jermaine Dye, Roy Jones Jr., that's a good one, David Justice, Sugar Shane Mosley, that's an excellent honor. You could blow a lot of money during Saturday on some really big name autographs. So I love Saturdays. That's 8-3, August 3rd. And the final day for autographs, Sunday, August 4th. You got kicking it off right with Roger Clemens, Fergie Jenkins, Tommy Lasorda, Johnny Bench, Joe Morgan. Just some great baseball names right there. Pete Rose, Steve Garvey, Tony Perez, Eddie Murray, Roberto Alomar. Johnny Damon's going to be there. Jack McDowell is a VIP exclusive. Wade Boggs and Eric Davis. Those autographs runs from 11 in the morning till 2:45. And again, some of these guys, not many of the big names. In fact, I don't think any of the big names are VIP pass exclusives or VIP pass required. But if you want to land one of those guys, you want to make sure you have that in advance, or you can acquire one of those before trying to obtain one of those autographs. And, you know, as we get closer to the show, I know I've gotten emails and people are really, really, really excited for this show. And I wish I could be there. I'm not a big, you know, I say this on the show, and I've even told it to people this last week, you know, when I was on vacation, essentially in my home state, is I tell people, you know, California is like one of the greatest places in the world, not just in the United States, California in general. And I'm obviously extremely biased, but California, the weather and just the opportunities here and just everything combined is one of the great, you know, outside of paying, you know, to park your car in certain cities here and the traffic and the smog and some of the crime and stuff like that. Outside all the negatives, it's a great place. Why would I pay to leave? And so that's why I don't often leave this state unless I really, really have to. And even for a big national show, it doesn't drive me out there. I know I'd spend way too much money on cards and spend way too much money on buying cards that I probably don't really need. Or I don't really even, you know, find a huge amount of enjoyment from outside of like certain Bengals players. So, after a day, I could find all the Andy. I'd blow all my money on all the Andy Daltons and AJ Greens I want, and there wouldn't really be much else I could collect. So, but my brother's going to be there, going to have photos and all kinds of stuff. I guess Yasiel Puig is going to be there, according to Panini blog posts that seemed to imply he was going to make some kind of appearance. He's playing the Cubs that week, so that would be – he's kind of like one of those guys that unless you see him in person, he's like I have him on my fantasy team. I don't even believe the numbers he's putting up. So I don't even think the guy's real. It's like he's almost an enigma. So it'd be very interesting to see if my brother can get some photos of him and get close-up shots of my boy Puig. And he's certainly turned around the Dodgers' fortunes. I think when he came up, they were in last, and now they're in first. And he's batting like $4 million or something like that. So the guy is incredible. Guy's incredible. And usually when guys are that incredible, we don't need to have another steroid show, but usually when guys are that incredible, there's something going on. But, you know, it just seems like everybody gets caught with it these days with Ryan Braun and all these other guys that are going to go down. It just seems like, and I heard on the radio today, or someone made a really good point. In the past, Alex Rodriguez was looked on that guy as, hey, this guy's clean. We can count on A-Rod or whatever to break the home run record or have it clean or whatever. He turned out to be one of the dirtier players, you know, in the league. And the majority of his stats are dirty. So you just never know in this day of age. So, but we should just enjoy it for what it is, you know, screw it, you know, the guys are doing juice, whatever. We just can watch the games for what they are. We can't control their lives or control the decisions they make. So they're trying to make money. And so, you know, I can't fault a guy for doing it for the amount of money they're trying to make. But moving along, last topic of the day, and we'll try to wrap it up right around the 30-minute mark. NFL injuries, again, hey, some I can't say exciting because these guys got hurt, and I don't want to see even one in one of my team's divisions got a key player for them got hurt. I'm not excited about it, but it sometimes opens the door for other people. So it can be exciting if you have cards of guys that might get the opportunity or whatever. But Percy Harvin, Jeremy Maclin's done for the year, it looks like, and Dennis Pitta all went down very early in training camp for their teams, basically in the first couple days, first week of training camp for them. Riley Cooper, I heard briefly today, was going to probably expected to step up and play some Macklin. There's not a whole lot out there, as you can imagine, on the free agent market for wide receivers because teams have their full debt. They haven't cut anybody yet. Like, eventually, in a week or two or whatever, they have to cut players and get their lineups down to certain numbers. Well, there's a lot of guys that aren't going to make NFL teams that are on NFL teams, so there's not a whole lot to pick up. But in the meantime, it appears that Riley Cooper, who I think was a rookie either last year or the year before, Macklin was in a contract year, so I expected him to have a decent year this year. So I really feel bad for him. I really feel bad for a player that gets hurt in a contract year because that we're talking millions of dollars he just lost. Riley Cooper's a guy that can step up. Macklin had I know the Eagles weren't anything to write home about last year, and it might not be this year, but Cooper could have some opportunities because Macklin, I think, led the team in touchdowns and receptions and yards or something like that. He had a lot of catches and a lot of opportunities for them, so there'll be some plays to be had there. We'll see with the new coach that they have. I'm sure people that were sitting on Riley Cooper's are feeling a lot better now because it seems like he might have an opportunity to play. So those opportunities, I'm sure, that's what's so exciting about the NFL finally starting. I think we got a game in about a week here. Somebody plays in the preseason. So it's just really, really exciting that we're going to have real games. We're going to have real looks at players we haven't seen before or seen in a year or so. Or in a half season or so. So really exciting. Really exciting, and that's about it for today. We're on the precipice of the National Sports Collectors Convention, which is super exciting. We got the NFL season finally beginning. I mean, we're really only not that far away from the NBA exciting, so I'm really excited about that. It's a great time. It's a great time to be alive, great time to be a collector. Thanks for tuning in today. Hopefully everything's going well, and if you guys are going to the show, I hope you get some good deals. And you find everything that you're looking for, and you hit it big in any kind of pack or box that you open while you're there. Thanks again. We are out of here.